This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello family and friends, I'm Renette Marburg, ready to meet with you on my program, Rise. On this program, we have honest and truthful conversations around family challenges relevant to you. Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 729 AM, finding God's truth for a way forward together. Good afternoon, family and friends, and I just want to say welcome and thank you for joining us this afternoon. Thank you for all that we are really going to celebrate this new program that I'm having once a month. So I just want to say that I am the guest for today, and it's going to be very wonderful. It's going to be once a month. We're going to be hosting a program called Rise Above, and it's going to be a testimony program where people and friends and family that, you know, that are out there that have got incredible testimonies. And I wanted to introduce it to you people after this beautiful, wonderful Easter weekend where the Lord rose, where he came into a situation where the Lord was in Gethsemane, and he was in a very, very, very difficult situation where he had to face the cross, but he rose. And that is what I'm going to be talking about today, is that we can rise above everything. And you know that my program is about rising every week, and we often have so many incredible testimonies that of people, and we've never celebrated them. And I really want to make a specific program every month just to celebrate somebody's testimony. And at the end of the program, I'm going to ask you to come and please email me or WhatsApp me a possible, you know, a testimony that we can maybe air in time to come. But as you know, we are at a very and we will screen it and discuss. We're going to need content for years to come. As I said, I really want to encourage you to come alongside us on this program with me on a wonderful journey about rising above everything. And, you know, it's going to cover, it's not any related to any incident. It's got to be either, you know, it can be financial, it can be, personal, emotional, illness, health, whatever it is. So we are going to really celebrate how our people out there that have really risen above and trusting the Lord and believing in his healing and recovery time. And, you know, it just reminds me of something he shares, that the Lord shared with me, is that he says, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, never faints nor is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the young man shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. And I just want to share I'm going to share a little bit of what's happened with me in this last year. As some of you know, that I got stabbed last year, more or less a month to this week ago, and I had 7 break-ins over a period of a month and a half, and it was really very, very traumatic. So my topic today is about trauma, and I'm going to share with you about the different aspects of trauma, and you know what it actually all the effects that it has on, you know, us as the human being, our families, our community. It's even changed the demographics of our community, and yet there were such good things that happened at the same time. So, but it is all about how we navigate ourselves through our trauma. And as I said, you know, we as professionals, I think, you know, those that don't know me, I am a social psychologist consultant, do trauma counseling. I deal with a lot of different aspects in my day job, counseling those that need help, and walking the road with those that are struggling and that have lost some battles in life. So I just want to share, even us that have been through stuff, and I had COVID twice, I actually faced death three times last year. My daughter faced, one of my daughters faced death at twice in one go on the operating theatre. So our family went through quite a lot of trauma last year, losing a lot of our, you know, work and time, and through our illnesses and everything. But at the end of the day, you know, what we need to be encouraged by is that the Word has so much to offer. God has got so much to offer for us in these times that we are struggling. And I want to encourage you that in this time, I do not want a repeat of the year, but I call it my best, worst year of my life. It brought me on a journey that I learned how to trust the Word and how the Lord really navigated me through this trauma. And the last thing that we want to do is, I'm not here to, because I'm a counselor myself, is that we need to find help. And whatever it is that the Lord presents to you as a form of help, please go and seek that. But we will talk about that a little bit later on, you know, how to navigate yourself through the trauma. But I want to encourage you that God has all the answers of trying to carry you through it, where He offers you life and abundance, and in spite of what happens to you. And I think as a nation, as the world at the moment, the last 2 years have been really tough on our people. We've had to adjust emotionally, financially, physically. Our children had to adjust, and, you know, with the whole COVID pandemic, it has brought so many other forms of trauma that that we've had to burden ourselves with. That was not by choice, but by the ways of the way the enemy has come and brought this pandemic to come and crush, rob, and to steal our lives. And I just want to give you the answer, is that the Lord has given us Him. He has shown us that we've all had our Gethsemane moments where we say, Lord, when He was in the garden, He said, God, Father, Abba Father, please, I cannot go through this. Have you forsaken me? And He said, no. He said, I am going to go through with this with you. We have cried out so many times that we need to, that we just want to be taken out of a situation. But He promises us in, like Uncle Angus shared this morning, was so perfect about Him being our shepherd in Psalm 23. He says, I will walk through the valleys of death with you. He never takes us out of it. He walks with us because we need to. This is when we get to know that He is our absolute refuge in the times of darkness, and that we can sometimes it looks so dark, but it's because He's so close and we're under His wing, and we are riding in under His wing, and we know that He is there for us. So I just want to encourage you that no matter what trauma you have gone through, that God is the one that will give us the answers. You know, I just want to say that, you know, He is the one that will meet all our needs. And, you know, He has given us not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, as so many times when we've gone through things, even with me in this last year, there were times that I really didn't trust myself because I was so ill and just couldn't see the way out and felt really oppressed and struggled with my healing, because I just, every time I'm getting better, something else happens, and things just kept on compounding and compounding. And then we go into the survival mode, and then we go into an autopilot, which is very unhealthy. I need to tell you that. And, you know, especially us as professionals or as mothers and fathers, we just want to rescue everybody, and we just want to be there for everyone, and everything is working, and we are busy trying to, you know, keep everybody's spirits up, and then we don't look after ourselves in the process. So I really want to, after, you know, the break, I'm going to just go into the different aspects of what trauma is and all that, but I just want to share with you that, you know, we often don't look after ourselves, and we don't realize that we are going through the things that we are, and we often don't think, oh yes, you know, well, you're a pastor, you're a manager, you're a supervisor, you're a mother, you're a father, you are a teacher, you are you know, ministers, a youth leader, you know, and top in the sports, and, you know, top in sports and whatever, you know, whatever our great things that we have achieved in our lives comes to an absolute rattle and get stalled in times of crisis. And, you know, we've all been affected by this pandemic, and even currently what's happening, we have, our spirits have become so sensitive to carrying other people's trauma as well. I mean, you know, even with the Natal situation, we can feel their pain and their burdens, and we, you know, we are consumed by the media that's continuously hovering over the spirit of death, COVID-1, COVID-2, COVID-3, COVID-4, and it's just continuously hovering all over us continuously. So we're having to adjust things, the rules in the country, the health acts, all these kind of things that are continuously making us feel that things are happening all the time. And how are we navigating ourselves through this? And how are we coping with these changes? So I really want to encourage you just to stay tuned as we go through the trauma process. What is trauma, and what does it actually mean? And I just want to encourage you that, you know, that the Lord says in Isaiah 26 verse 13, you will keep me in perfect peace because my mind, this is where we have to be very mindful of where our minds are going in these times, these perilous times. We are living in unprecedented times, like the times of the plague. Meaning every generation, we've got one of our Pastor Ola George, he's one of our presenters and one of my favorite spiritual mentors out there, and he has he always said, you know, every generation has had some unprecedented pandemic or in a traumatic experience where, you know, it's been a war or a pestilence over the years, but we have risen and we have survived and we have navigated ourselves through, and we've learned to be resilient in these times. But we need to understand that it is time for us to learn how to trust the Word. And he says, you will keep me in perfect peace in these times. We have to step up into perfect peace with beyond understanding, because my mind is stayed on you, and I trust in you, says the Father. And he says we need to trust him in these times. If even though it looks as though we cannot trust anybody or any situation or any disease or any pestilence or any attack that we are having right now. As I said, we have had, I mean, with me being attacked last year, it was the last thing on my mind that I would have ever expected to happen to me. But it had something, because I worked with you know, criminals. I'm involved with criminals. But it was just like the enemy was saying, yes, I'm going to disqualify you. You're going to turn against the criminal. No, the criminal needs the attention as well. So, my heartbeat is still, for those that have lost the battle and to direct them on the right way and their paths. But, we're going to listen to Courtney Jones first, and it is called Alive. Sorry, Courtney Jonas. And we are going to enjoy that, and then we can continue this very, very important topic. I think that we can absolutely relate to, after this. Enjoy Alive with Courtney Jonas. Good afternoon, family and friends. I just want to welcome you and just thank you for joining me on my program called Rise. And it's on 729 AM and it's on Cape Pulpit 729 AM. And we discuss and give hope and wisdom and knowledge when real life happens in the family. And we often discuss relevant and often unspoken issues in the family in truth and in love. And we often don't acknowledge and recognize certain things that happen in the demographics of our family. As I was sharing earlier on, just a little bit of what happened to me in the last year as well. This is going to be a once a month program where I'm going to have a wonderful celebrate testimony where someone has risen above some incredible traumatic or trying time of their lives by trusting the Lord and believing who He is in their lives. So I just want to share with you that is what happened with me this year. I really had to draw close and had to understand the Lord and be really look at Him at such an incredible relationship that I've never had in my life before. I've had to nurture this year and really discover and had to dig deep into His Word to understand what He was capable of doing for me in this, you know, unprecedented time that I had no control over and no choice over. But I just want to share with you, you know, we are going to talk about the trauma aspect, and I'm going to read this to you because this is very important. It says here, what is trauma? Trauma can be described in a number of ways. In short, we can say trauma is the result of a chain of events or a circumstance that are perceived by a person as a physically or emotionally dangerous threat and that have a lasting negative effect on the physical, social, emotional, and mental condition of the person. The word trauma is derived from the Greek word that means wound. In the same way that people can be wounded physically, they can be wounded emotionally and mentally. Even communities can be wounded mentally as well. As we know that, you know, for instance, the crisis that is happening in KwaZulu-Natal, a whole community gets affected by that. And we just need to think of how the staff and learners of a school or citizens of a town can be traumatized after a disaster. And when a wounded person walks with a bandage or a plaster cast on his arm, he often gets a lot of sympathy automatically, but mental wounds are not noticeable. And therefore, many people are burdened with these traumas, with their trauma, without receiving much sympathy. And what causes trauma? A traumatic incident can come to you in several ways. It can come from the outside, something that someone does to you or something that happens to you. You can also be traumatized by something that you see or that you hear happened to others. For example, observing someone being assaulted or being assaulted yourself, or seeing or hearing an incident happen. You can be traumatized when you are informed that someone close to you has brutally been murdered or assaulted, even though you may not have been present. Traumatization can also be through your own fault. It can be through something you do unto someone else, even by accident, and also by what you have inflicted upon yourself. And we often don't realize there's some things that we actually part of the trauma, and we make decisions and choices in life that position ourselves where trauma, something really traumatic can take place, and it often does. And then we have to go through that traumatic experience this is such a huge topic. It's something I would love to cover at a later stage on, the different kinds of trauma, because I am actually a trauma counselor. So, you know, these things that we can navigate, you know, acknowledge that happens in different people's lives, you know, the elderly, the youth, in marriage, in relationships, out in the world, decisions that we make that can really lead us to really traumatic experiences. And unfortunately, our body has memory. And, even with me, I need to be honest, I didn't realize that. I mean, I have the tools. Fortunately, I did get the help that I needed. But still, when I came back, I didn't even realize that I was feeling the sudden time. And I didn't actually look at the date, but it was as though it was in the atmosphere, and my body I started having nightmares of somebody breaking into the house and, you know, people throwing stones at me and rocks at me and, you know, somebody coming with a knife at me. And I suddenly realized my body actually has memory, and which is, scientifically proven. And then we often drive past an incident, or we see something on television that triggers these things off, and we don't understand why we suddenly feel emotional, or a memory comes back and we say, but Lord, I thought we dealt with that. And it's not always the truth. We often come only across these incidences at different stages of our lives, because the Lord actually gives us a chance to heal. And often He only brings certain memories back of things that maybe happened in our childhood, or something that we witnessed and or we've experienced, or, you know, whatever comes through. It comes sometimes in stages so that we can heal in different times of our lives, and when we are ready for the healing. So I just want to explain to you about how the different processes elapse sometimes. So that is what I'm going to discuss right now, is that there's different phases that is very important to identify. So I'm going to first of all talk about the impact phase. Trauma usually happens unexpectedly. A person can peacefully be doing something one moment, and then the next moment a traumatic incident takes place. It is then that a strange series of things happen to you. You literally go cold with fright. Your blood withdraws from your skin and rushes to your brain and to the other organs that you will need. Your brain waves become slower, and everything feels far away and as if it is happening in slow motion. Your brain, among other things, secretes endogenic opiates that are natural painkillers, the phase that lasts from a fraction of a second to a few minutes. And that is where adrenaline comes into play. Even when I got stabbed, I never felt the pain until my lung collapsed at the hospital. So it is incredible how the body kicks into, when the impact happens, that it actually kicks into play and it protects you until you are ready for the next phase. And then the reaction phase. Now, that is where the adrenal glands secrete adrenaline. This causes you to want to fight, flee, or freeze in the situation. And that's exactly what happened with me. So I'm just going to share my talk, as we go along, just the phases that really impacted me, and I realized that I had gone through all these phases. And my reaction was to go into that perfect peace beyond understanding. The Lord showed me an image of where somebody shared a testimony, and I immediately calmed down. And that was so incredible when I came into that peace beyond understanding, but I had this will to fight and flee, and you know, I did what I needed to do. So I never worried about the what was actually happening with me, but my reaction was so unnatural that I just came to a point that I will live and I will not die as according to the word. And so there comes, you know, there is no need for you to feel guilty later on because you might have fled or blame yourself because perhaps you fought or froze. Some of us freeze. A friend of mine, you know, her little son, and she's a qualified sister, and she just literally froze when she saw her baby in the bottom of the pool, and I had to jump in to save the baby. And you know, that is, and don't blame yourself for something like that. If there's something that you think you could have done or should have done, that is just how we all are wired differently, and we respond differently to different situations. And you know, they jump, sometimes people jump extraordinarily high, hit very hard and run even if they are injured. And that was me. I can tell you, I had the fight of my life. I made sure, and I'm not an aggressive person by nature at all, so I still spoke to him, the attacker, and I still spoke to him and thinking, no, I can still do something with him, and try to ask him, you know, you better leave. And I still shouted at him and I said, anyway, but then he came for the attack, and then I knew I had to fight. So thank goodness the Lord gave me that strength to fight him back, and eventually he ran away. But at the end of the day, we need to understand that, you know, there are different ways that we respond to a crisis situation. But I'm going to continue just chatting about the different phases straight after this. But we are going to listen to Raise Me Up, Josh Groban. And this is such an incredible song for me. It's one of my favorites. It's given me, and how's that for our program? You Raise Me Up, how the Lord, we celebrate His resurrection, and how we rise above all our problems that we've had in our lives. So we're going to listen to Raise Me Up by Josh Groban. Enjoy. Oh wow, that is one of my all-time favorites, and that was my dad and my song. And again, as I said, my dad's death was such a traumatic time for me, but when I listen to this song, I get so reminded by who he was. He was such an incredible father, and I just realized our Abba Father is so incredibly wonderful with us, and he loves us so much, and he'll raise us up from whatever situation we are in. And as I shared with you earlier on, we are discussing the different impacts of trauma in our lives, and I just gave you a little bit of a background on what happened to me this year, but I do want to encourage you just to WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. Our Telegram number is also 081-729-1657, and SMS us on 37988, and go and visit our Facebook page. I mean, there is so much activity there, and so much to share, and please join us and go and have a look and see what we are doing. We are so busy, and we have some amazing, amazing presenters that are so incredible, sharing what they are doing at the moment, and then you can tune in to us, and it's on 7298 Kaapse Kansel, 729 Cape Pulpit. Just look for us on Facebook. And I want to encourage you, we also have a counseling department. It's 021-91-77-000, option 1. And let us see how we can help you or direct you into the help that you need. So I just want to encourage you, phone our counseling department, 021-91-77-000. Option 1. And I just, you know, as I said, we earlier on that we are just discussing the different aspects of who the Lord is in our moments of trouble, and how we can trust Him, and how we can just draw to Him, and He be our strength. And He says, the Lord is good. a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows those who trust in him. So he doesn't forget us. And that is in Nahum 1 verse 17. And, you know, often we get into such traumatic situations and there's so many post problems that we have. I do not want to take away from that, but we need to understand that we will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord, and he will work with us through every trial and tribulation that we are going through. So I just mentioned earlier on about the different phases of a traumatic experience. The first was the impact phase, now the reaction phase. Then there is a withdrawal phase. When the immediate danger has passed, the withdrawal phase starts. Although the adrenaline decreases, the body secretes another stress hormone, namely cortisol. The phase is characterized by strange behavior like avoidance. People often avoid the place where the traumatic incident happened or the people or the things that are related to the incident. Yes, we often just go into just this almost denial state of what actually happened. And sometimes our sleep gets severely disturbed. We have dreams or triggers that enter our thoughts and constantly, or flashbacks, and constantly upsets us, and which leaves us very nervous, afraid, and anxious. And in this phase, this is really the process phase, I think. I would call it like almost process phase. And, you know, this is where we often give the wrong advice. There's some things that I'd like to share with at a later stage on things that we should not be doing when people have gone through something very traumatic. It's like, get over yourself. It should be this time. You know, it could have been different. You could have been dead. All that type of thing. There's so many things that we'd like to say to people and say, you know, to get over their phase. And each person either grieves on their own. You know, there is no time frame because this is a very personal experience that has happened to you. And people have expectations of you. Yes, they, you know, oh, you normally bounce back well. No, this is something that you don't always can bounce back from, but you have to become. And that is where the Lord says, I will walk with you through the valleys of the shadow of death, where sometimes we feel dead in our spirits, in our souls, in our hearts, in our minds, and physically it fatigues us sometimes when we've been through something very traumatic, and our adrenal gland doesn't work like it should, and then people have different expectations from you. So I really want us to be very, very tuned into this phase where people really have expectations from a person that's been a victim that has been through something very traumatic. And sometimes what you think is not as traumatic, oh, you know, a miscarriage, okay, you know, something traumatic like that even, yes, you know, you come up with all these ideas, and then it's not something that you would respond to in a certain way, but it's very traumatic to somebody else. So we've got to be very careful of this particular phase of how we deal with people in that time. And as the time goes by, the symptoms subside and the person sleeps better again. The victim does not have, you know, but it needs to last. It lasts up to 6 weeks, that withdrawal phase, where somebody, you need to give them the time to be able to go through these processes. Otherwise, and that is why it's very important, and that it doesn't matter now, even if you have got the tools and the equip, you need to go through, get the help that you need. If it needs medication, I'm not a big advocate on medication, but some people have to go on a medication to get their chemistry back in alignment. Don't question what the Lord, you know, if he's in it, he will put the people and give you the direction that you need to go and go and get the help that you need. If you need counseling, if you need your counselors, your church, your friends, your accept the help that you need and go and get the and accept what people have to offer. But at the end of the day, the Lord is there to guide you, and he gives you the wisdom and the knowledge of who you, and but at the end of the day, you can trust him in everything. So there's an integration phase. After 6 weeks, the last phase should start. This is where the trauma is processed, and this is the next important phase. This is where, you know, that withdrawal phase is like really just getting, catching your breath, and then you get into the integration phase, and that is where you really start processing the whole thing. And this can take, per person, depending on how the Lord has wired you as a person, how you will respond, yes, again, we have to be very sensitive to people that have been through something traumatic. And this is where the process, the trauma is processed and the person accepts that trauma is over. The person is no longer plagued by the memory of the traumatic incident. Makes sense, therefore, experience growth as a result of the incident and can live fully again. In the traumatic incident, in the death of a loved one, the mourning process, which lasts much longer, will continue. And there again, when it comes to grief, we have to be very careful how we cannot put a timeline on somebody's grieving. We have to be very cautious of what we are doing and how we are coming alongside people that are grieving a lost family member, or you know, even animals. I mean, there's so many things that we grieve, or a job, or you know, we go into grieving with you know, these other ways that we grieve, different losses. Some people are very you know, the livelihoods have gone. You can imagine what's happening in KwaZulu-Natal right now, how people have lost so much, but at the same time, they will, you know, absolutely be grieving their losses. So I just want to, before our time ends, is that, you know, sometimes it happens that a person does not experience the integration phase, and instead of a completed withdrawal phase, experiences the continuation of the symptoms of intrusion, triggers, flashbacks and nightmares, avoidance of people, places and things, as well as anxiety and inept fear. These continued systems, symptoms exhaust the person and can lead to unproductiveness. And, you know, we just please be aware of these symptoms. And listlessness and depression. Occasionally, after a long, pleasant holiday away from everything, such person may return to normal by integrating the events. Should the withdrawal phase and integration phase stay away permanently, post-traumatic stress disorder develops. That is another topic I would like us to cover at a later stage, the post-traumatic symptoms. Typical symptoms are phobias, fears, change of normal behavior, recurring nightmares, flashbacks, triggers, avoidance of places, people, conversations, and thoughts of the trauma, struggling to fall asleep, distrust, outburst, overcautiousness, excessive nervousness, and disturbed relationships. But I would like us to really encourage you to go and get the help that you need. We have got some numbers here that we can send you, which is, you know, really there for you. Is Lifeline telephonically. You can contact them on 0861 322-322, easy number to remember, 0861-322-322, and they've got www.lifestresscounseling.com. It's, you know, where trauma counselors are available, and then there is Intertrauma Nexus, which is witn.org.za, and you can also contact HTPP, you know, stroke Jan Viljoen at weekbly, janvillion.weebly.com. You can contact them for help that you need. You can contact me as well, and I can see how I can help you as well. It's Renette at kpulpit.co.za. You can email me there. And also my WhatsApp number is 066 246 16, and I am under the covering of Women for Africa and Skillful Hands, and we also can help you get the counseling that you possibly need, that you can, that we can direct you in the direction that you need any help with. So please contact us, contact these different lifelines, and you're welcome to contact Radio Cape Pulpit and throughout the country and see how they can help you as well. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening to my program, and we will have another wonderful testimony in 4 weeks' time of somebody that will come and share how they rose above everything in the moment of crisis and trusting the Lord in it. So have a wonderful, blessed week. We will chat next week, and look after yourself and stick to the rules. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Till next week again.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.